Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hey guys, welcome to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham. Welcome back.
It's good to be here. We're a month into this podcast, Jordana. How do you feel about it?
I feel amazing. The feedback has been incredible. We've gotten hundreds of emails already.
It's crazy. Yeah. The feedback, I gotta say thank you to all the listeners. You guys are the early investors in this thing.
Yeah, and tell your friends.
Keep spreading the word. We are higher on the comedy iTunes charts than I can even believe. But the only way to keep that moving up is by you guys rating it, subscribing to it on iTunes, telling a friend. And here's what you could do right now. You could go on to your Instagram story, Snapchat story, post you listening to the podcast and tag us. Because
we've gotten those and they're amazing. We'll always respond.
Always respond. I'll send a thank you. I'll send a what's up. Yeah,
until we get too big and then you'll be ignored.
Yeah.
But for now.
For now, you get in early. You get those early messages. You'll get accepted. Except I've gotten a lot of funny feedback. One girl thought, she goes, until I looked you up, I didn't know that you weren't bald.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. I could.
She got a balding.
I don't know what a bald voice sounds
from
like.
Me. I don't know what balding sounds like.
Because I think of what's his name, the dad from like Anne Frank, as like which I don't. No, it's
from
not Stanley Tucci.
Wait, hold on.
You know, like the movie Anne Frank, the dad. He's like also he's in a lot of other shit. I think he's played Gandhi. What's
okay.
his name? You guys probably know his name.
Yeah.
I forgot. Ben Kingsley. Okay. Yes, I think of Ben Kingsley. You don't.
He's got a bald
like
voice.
Him. He has like a deep, like somber voice.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what a bald voice sounds like.
I don't know either. I like that we brought up Anne Frank within the first 2 minutes of this.
I try.
I try
to get her in there as soon as I can.
You gotta get as much Anne Frank. That's why you guys should rate and subscribe on iTunes and wherever you listen. If you don't have an iPhone, go make some more money and fucking get with it, or get the Stitcher app. Stitcher. That's
SoundCloud.
Where you can get in SoundCloud. That's where you can find the You Up Podcast.
Yeah, and just Jared does have a full head of hair. For those of you at home who are wondering, it's very good. Good full head of hair.
I got a mane going.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff going. But I mean, are we ready to start this
I'm
up?
I'm ready.
So thank you again for listening. We're a month in. I put out on my Instagram just asking, polls and stuff to see what you guys like, what you don't like. We're listening.
We're tailoring it to your needs.
So
your wants.
We are
like
gonna
any good relationship.
What's that?
Like any good relationship.
We're
changing for you.
Yeah, I followed that up by not hearing exactly what you said.
Exactly.
So let's get into it. We got an email asking for a certain discussion.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about this one. So it's, hi Jared and Jordana. How do guys really feel about going down on girls? Is it something they genuinely enjoy doing, or just do because they feel like they have to? For girls, is it weird to be slightly grossed out about kissing, making out with a guy after he's gone down on you? I'm really curious to hear your take on this.
I'm curious for the female side of this, because the guy side, it varies.
I'm curious to the guy side.
Okay. Well, good.
The girl side, I mean, everything obviously varies by person. There's no like universal correct answer to how one sex feels about, entire sex feels about a sexual act.
Well, how do you, like, listen, how do you feel about a guy going down on you?
It's not like my favorite thing, but it's almost
why
like I
isn't
appreciate
it your favorite
because
thing?
I just feel like there's other things that feel better, and most guys like just aren't that great at it.
Okay.
And I feel like,
what's the worst experience you've ever had with a guy going down on you?
Well, it's just like it's not like there's like a horror story. It's just kind of like, this doesn't feel like much, like anything. So you kind of have to
like nothing.
You gotta like, yeah, they're just don't. And I think that a lot of guys just don't, they don't go intense enough. They're like scared to like hurt it or something.
Well, I'd say that the one thing is the male body is very simple. Penis, tug it, butthole, throw a finger in there, whatever.
Okay.
But I'm saying for a woman, we know so little, like the amount of doctors that a woman has and knows.
Yeah, we know our bodies pretty well.
You guys are like amazing. You have relationships with your doctors.
Oh, yeah.
I go, in the back alley, get checked up by, you know, a cat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also, I'm the daughter of an OBGYN, so...
So you know your body.
I know my body. I know too much about my body. I want to know less about my body. Yeah. I could tell you, like, the exact phases of my cycle. That's, like, how well I know my
really?
Body. Yeah.
See,
we're,
I like
we're friends.
That.
We're tight, yeah.
I like that when I hook up with a girl when, like... Because I get freaked out about, like...
Pregnancy?
The worst. It's yeah. I have such a pregnancy fear that, like, I'll be like... Like, I think, like, oh, I breathed on you and a baby's coming. You know, like that's it. Like, how, and then
I'm so sad that the public education system failed you so much.
Failed me horribly. And I think a lot of guys are that way where we're like, we just don't know anything about woman's body. Like, mm-hmm. listen, I've been fingering a girl and then she's been like, why are you playing with my belly button?
That's what health classes really should be teaching you, because they teach you about like some crazy shit it's that you so never really need to know. But what they should be teaching you is like, here's how you go down on a guy. Here's a vagina. Here's the pleasure spot. Touch it. Yeah. Don't teach you any of that shit.
Because then we'd be fingering more and not just shoving penises in.
Exactly. Well, it'd be a happier world.
Have you watched the Netflix show, the Nick Kroll?
I haven't.
What's it called? This is great radio. What's the Nick Kroll cartoon on Netflix?
I don't know.
Bad.
Oh, is it a horse with a horse?
No,
or
that's BoJack Horseman. This is...
Shit. Boner show.
It's a sex show. Someone right now is yelling at their phone. Oh, they know right. the name. It's so that show. I learned more from that show
about like sexual
about
health?
Sex, like just about my own puberty and going through it, than I did in all of sex class.
Yeah, they really need to redo that whole public education system.
I mean,
with
well,
that. Yeah.
Big mouth. Mm-hmm. Go watch that. I mean, it's an amazing, just like look at like. How you felt and all the anxieties you had during puberty. And it's like when you're going through it, you're just sitting there being like, what the hell is wrong with me? I don't know anything. And then you watch a show like that. Like, I wish that was around when I was that age.
Yeah, well, but, that's why sex gets a little better with age, because you figure shit out. You know what you're doing. You know what you want.
Well, do you think that gets better going, like a guy going down on you gets better? It has
yeah,
to get better with
it. Definitely. I think like when you're in college, it's definitely like, way worse. Everything is kind of worse sexually, I think.
Yeah.
When you're with guys who don't know what they're doing. Or even yourself. I think you get to know yourself much better as you get older. But even so, I think...
Would you kiss a guy after you got down?
Yes. And I actually have a whole thing about this. I think that, like, sex is supposed to be, like, kind of dirty. It's not supposed to be, like, a sanitary, like, super, like... What's the word? Like, fancy, like,
yeah.
hot. You know what I mean? Like, the good. There's no good sex that's, like, super clean. Like, super clean sex is, like, shitty sex.
Good sex is dirty and gross. And
yeah.
you go and you get done with it, and you're like, I need to get away from you for a few minutes.
I need to shower.
I need
right.
to shower. Yeah. I need to, like, get in touch with my own body. I feel sore. I feel, you know, like...
Exactly. That's
I feel
good
wet
sex.
In,
yeah.
on my feet
I mean,
for some reason.
Use protection, obviously.
Of course.
But,
But I think what you're, like, I always said, I've always said this for a long time, like, you, like, I want to hook up with a girl who, like, really, like, eats corn messy, you know, gets into a cob of corn, you know, like really gnaws
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, she's like, not, like,
that's not a girl
poised,
who's, like,
necessarily.
She's, like, not, like, you know, you want someone, we're talking about being older and how sex gets better when you're getting older, because we're, like,
you're less self-conscious.
Not as self-conscious.
Right.
You're, like, I know this is the cheat code to get me to coming. And
exactly.
a lot of when you're younger, you just don't know it. So it's okay to have awkward sex to get to good sex. And it's okay to be in a relationship where, you know, at first you're like, oh, this was fine. And then it gets even better.
Right.
But the kissing thing, like if a girl goes down on me and then tries to kiss me, I'm always like, I never think of that. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I think if a guy did think of that, that would be like very, it would be a big turnoff, because you'd be like,
well, I do think of it the other way. Like, if I go down on a girl and I come up, like, I've had girls where they're like, I'm like, does she want me to kiss her right now? And then, like, I'll get the nudge go ahead, like a grab of, like, mm-hmm. like she just grabbed my face mask of my football helmet. Like, get up here and start making out with me. You know,
right.
like,
and, have you encountered a girl who was like, don't.
I've never had a girl
me.
Say, don't kiss me after going down on her.
Right.
And I will say for the guys, I'll answer this question. I love going down on a girl.
There you go.
Love it. There are guys that I think the guys that don't like it, in my experience meeting other men where we've talked about it, every one of us, every guy I've ever spoken to who likes it because they want to get you off.
Right.
And so when a girl's like, I don't know, like I'll come in contact with a lot of girls that were like, they're worried about how I feel about it. And it's like, I'll say to all the girls out there, if a guy's saying he wants to go down on you, he's not doing that for his health.
Right. He doesn't just love the act. He's doing it for you.
He's doing it for you. But also, like, I like doing it. But, like, don't – a lot of girls will stop you. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be going down to them and they're like, I don't know. I went to the gym 6 weeks ago. And you're like, it doesn't matter to me. I'm doing this
because
I want to.
Not because you think it's going to be like an amazing, like a culinary treat.
Yeah. I'm not like going down there because, I'm in for this whole thing.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying. I think that has to, like, in order for there to be good sex, that sort of has to be the attitude. Like, obviously within some bounds or some limits. But the idea should be like, we're like, want to explore each other's bodies. We're not like grossed out by each other's bodies. We're not grossed out by like scents or smells or tastes. Like, this is like gonna be a fun thing where we're just going all in and we're gonna have fun. We're not thinking about like, is this messy? It's supposed to be messy.
It's supposed to be messy. And I think, you know, I talked about this on the last podcast episode we did a few weeks ago where it was like, just get into it.
Right.
Like, let me hear what you're into. Like,
if you're
going to
do it, do it right.
Do it right. Yeah. Don't half. I've done that. I've had that happen. Don't half get gone down on.
Yeah.
Because one time I went down on this girl, I'll never forget it. Okay. I went down on her I was going down on her and you could feel, she was like, you don't. And she kind of did the thing where she's like, you don't have to. And I'm like, no, I want to. I like going down on a girl.
Right.
And she was like, okay. And like, was totally cool with it. Like, you know, this is now, yes, mm-hmm. we're making out. I'm going down on her. And all of a sudden I go down on her and her legs like won't open up.
She's so like clenching.
Clenching okay. a little bit. Yeah. Like, so if there was a camera inside of her vagina, it would just be me with my cheeks getting pressed back by her knees. So like, I kind of look.
Hysterical to like think about.
It's a weird
happening.
Visual. Yeah. It's kind of like, it felt like a dog trying to eat the peanut butter out of the peanut butter thing. Cause I was like, like inches away from the vagina hole. That's the medical term, right?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And I'm just like, and then I like look over, I go, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I was like, no, it's fine. Then I like felt bad because I like stopped because I was like, she obviously isn't ready for this and I'm just going to pull back.
Right.
Even though she said, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to be as nice to the situation
as possible.
She said
she didn't want it.
What's that?
She said she would rather you not.
No,
she said you don't have to.
Okay. And she said, and I was going down on her. She said yes. And then I was like, okay. And then I went to do it. And you could, her mouth said yes. Her body kind of said no.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to pull back out of this. I'm not going to do this. And we just ended up sleeping together and that was fine. But it was interesting because it's like, if you're a girl out there, obviously you say, no, I don't want to do this. But it felt like, don't feel like you're doing the guy a favor.
Right.
Because I think a lot of guys, we get in this position where like, I'm in, I'm down. And then it's like, And then the girl's like, well, it feels like they're making the decision for us because they don't want to, offend us.
Right.
And I think that's where it's like, just opening up those legs. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Let us go to the buffet.
Yeah. No, I think that there's a thing with that where like a lot of guys maybe don't do it right. And you kind of like, it doesn't, I feel like for a lot of girls, like they'd prefer to be fingered. It just feels better.
Really?
I think it's the pressure. It's like really a pressure thing. I think guys are scared. Like they just don't use enough pressure.
I never think of fingering.
Really?
I think I kind of skip fingering.
Interesting.
I've never really, like, I'll do above the pants fingering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll do like a, like a say what's up.
Over the pants.
Over the pants female hand job. Yeah, right. An over the pants hand job mm-hmm. type of deal. I'll do that first.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty much, let's go eat.
Hmm.
But
women
like fingering?
A lot of them do, yeah. I think
really?
A lot of them like that a lot more. But
because
I think it's just like, again, I don't want to speak for all girls. Obviously,
no,
it's all always
a... This is the show.
Right. It's like a... of course, I'm saying it's a preference thing. From what I've heard, I've heard mixed things. Some girls love it.
Mm.
More girls that I've spoken to don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I always, whether it's good or it's bad, I always appreciate the gesture.
Let me speak for all
what
guys.
What do you think about a guy who won't do it?
I think he's immature. I think when a guy says he won't, I've met those guys. Always the same guy. Always the same I can't imagine it being a fun sexual experience.
Right.
It's always...
It's like a sexually selfish thing, I think, to say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't even think they think of it as selfish. I think they think of it as more as like, ugh, fuck that. And you're like, dude, what are you, five?
Right.
Like, what playground myth are you believing in? You know, and maybe they... And I think also immaturity is from lack of confidence. So, mm-hmm. like, I think a lot of those guys are just not confident in how they do it. And
so they prefer to avoid it altogether.
Yeah, so they avoid the whole thing. I mean, the best decision I ever made growing up, I'm not going
to lie. Can't wait for your mom to hear this one. Yeah. is to what?
Is I have a good friend, and she and I hooked up early in our lives. And she was just, like, totally open and honest and told me what to do.
Right.
And never had a moment where she was like, and I would say to all girls out there, like, you know, this is my friend. She's like, you know, she's not married with babies and stuff. Like, you know, this is a good friend of mine still. But like, she was so open. We were so cool with each other. We were already friends. And it was like a blessing for me because now I get to share the riches.
Right.
Because I'm not trying to brag, but I've never had like a, like, I don't know how to say this without sounding whatever, but I think I do a fine job. And I think it's because I've listened to the opposite sex. You listen to someone that you're in bed with. And we sat there afterwards. I remember hooking up with her, like, literally, like, we're 19 years old. And I'm like, what do I do?
That's really the key. I think with sex, people are always afraid to ask, or they're afraid to tell because they're afraid to offend in both ways.
Yeah.
It's like a little awkward to say what you like for some reason, especially I think for girls, because they feel like, I don't know, does it make me sound slutty if I like this? Do they think I'm too experienced if I want this? Whatever. Like they don't want to seem like they've like had sex with too many people. They don't ask that much. But it really, like, that's how you get what you want, is like you just ask for it and you say what you like. And obviously, like, the more comfortable you are with a person, the more comfortable you are saying what you like and what you don't like and giving sort of constructive criticism, obviously in the right way, not like in a
and everyone's so different with this stuff. And like, that the time I realized that everyone's so different with this stuff is I dated this one girl, and like all of a sudden I remember we were like 3 months into dating, and then all of a sudden one night I this is a very personal episode of the UUP podcast, and you can email us uup@betches.com, uup@betches.com.
That's uup@betches.com.
One time I was dating this girl, and I licked her butt, and you could see that was like it was like ding 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 ding, like I had found the cheat code,
right?
And it was like, that was her thing.
That was her thing, right.
I was so turned on by her, like, liking, like, just being so in. I could have licked a toenail and it would have gotten her off, and I would have been like, I'm into this now. You know what I mean? Like, just like the idea that, like, something I can do. Guys are very much like hunt, kill, bring home type of people. So, like, as far as, like, finding that thing that gets a girl that you're with off is like so hot to a guy, because it's like, it's the reason we play video games. We've achieved the level.
Right.
We've won the game.
And I think girls feel that way too, but more so like once they like really like the guy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really give a shit how good you're making a guy feel who like you like just kind of just met.
Some scumbag.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
But if you're like in a relationship or you really like the guy, you're like, yeah, you have the same mentality, I think. Yeah. And that really was what makes a good sex life or makes a good relationship, if both people are like, yeah, like, I want to make you feel as good as I can, like, and just tell me what to do to get
there.
See,
I could hate the person, and I'm just happy I got him
really?
Off. I'll never forget this girl's reaction to, like, it was, like, in her, it was, like, we're 3 or 4 months into dating, and, like, you could feel her go, finally! You know, like, I was like, oh, that was all it took? Like, you know, like, there was some ass play involved,
right.
And then you could feel her, like, be like, oh, now the sex is going to, like, shoot off to another planet. So, I mean, like, the quicker you guys talk about these things, the better it gets. Blowjobs, though, I will say this for all guys. Doesn't matter how it comes. It's like pizza.
Really? There's no such thing as terrible blowjobs?
I've gotten terrible. My worst blowjob is better than my best kiss.
Really?
I don't know, actually.
Isn't that kind of... I feel like it's kind of painful statement. If it's done too wrong.
Well, painful... Yeah, you would hope it's not painful. Yeah. I'm always blowjobs are like the most, like, as far as like sexual experiences go, it's the least pressure filled moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing to worry about if you know that it's going to be a blowjob to fruition.
Right.
A fruish blow.
Fruish blow.
Is the best type of blow.
Fruish blow.
When you know, you're like, oh, I just have to sit back. I felt it's like going for a massage at the spa.
But isn't it kind of the kind of thing where it's like not automatically you can finish? Like it has to be like relatively, listen, it has to be like relatively good.
Personally, I always can finish. I can, where there's a will, there's a way.
Okay. No, you're not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
You always finish the race.
I'll get it going. I'll say to all
women out there, if it's not going well, do you tell them what to do to just to finish?
I try to direct women with like a little bit of noise. So I try to be like, oh, that's like, I kind of like give them that
some
type of
verbal feedback.
Some verbal feedback. If it's good, I'll say it's great. Mm-hmm. If it's not going well, I'll just like stay a little bit quieter and then like get louder when she's doing the right type of thing. Like,
okay.
And for me, the one thing about blowjobs and ladies, we need to remember this: suction.
Suction.
Suction. The worst type of blowjob I've ever gotten. Type of. I'm not saying it's one person. This is a blanket for the worst type of blowjob is the hood blowjob where they're just putting on the hood, taking off the hood, putting off the hood, taking off the hood. It's like
low contact.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The low contact blowjob. It's like it. Imagine red Solo cups and you take one red Solo cup and you just gently put it over the now you stack them up.
Yeah.
And then you just take it off right away. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
It's got to be messier.
Yeah. Well, that's what
are you
everything's got to be messy for everything. It to be good. You got to get in there.
What do you think?
It's like making a kitchen dish. It's got to be like a little messy. The kitchen looks amazing after you're done. It's probably
the
like
the meal's going to suck.
Kind of shitty.
You just made a
right?
coup d'etat.
Exactly.
Yeah. The kitchens look great after you make a vegetable platter.
Exactly. Think of a sex cake, like cooking. You got to have a lot of cleanup after if you know you made something great.
Absolutely. Like you don't just make. Yeah. Absolutely. What do you think about giving a blowjob?
I think like, again, if you like the guy, most things are like, if you like the guy, you're like happy to do it.
Because a lot of women, you'll hear them say that blowjobs are more personal to them than sex.
Definitely.
This is so upsetting to the men listening to this podcast.
It's definitely more for, yeah, I'd rather, if I don't like it, well, first of all, a blowjob, you're like really like, you're giving something and you're not like getting anything
in the
moment.
Yeah. It's a selfless deed.
Right. Selfless deed. We give back.
Thank you, women. Blowjobs are a selfless deed.
It's true. And you have to like, kind of like, with a girl, it's kind of like, you got to like deserve it a little bit. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And like, it's like kind of like with a guy. I'm saying like what you were saying before. It's like if you like the guy, you want to make them feel good. There's a lot of power in just being able to make them feel good without them doing anything.
Sure.
It's like a nice like relaxing thing. That being said, if you don't really like a guy, there's nothing worse than doing it. It's like the seconds feel like hours. It's like terrible.
You're like why am I down?
Yeah.
Here?
Every girl I think can probably recall an experience of like giving a blowjob to a guy she wasn't that into, and it's just like fucking terrible. While you're doing it, you're like, I don't really want to do this. I don't know how I get out of doing this. I don't know how I got myself into doing this.
That's crazy to me. I mean, a girl that we both know, Lisa Traeger, mm-hmm. very funny comic. She has a bit about that. And
right.
I remember thinking like, you give blowjobs to guys you just don't like?
Well, I mean, you said you'd have sex with a girl you didn't like that much, or you'd want her to get off. Well, you might be into the sex, but like this part doesn't have anything to do with you. And if you don't like a guy, you don't really care, give a shit if he feels really good.
Here's what, and I'll say this to you right now as a guy,
mm-hmm.
I think 99.9% of men will agree with me. I've never thought someone was in the room with me during a sexual experience that didn't want to be there.
That's good.
I mean, that's good in this time and age.
That's definitely good.
No, but I'm
good.
Saying, like,
yeah.
sounded worse than.
Right. I mean, most guys probably think that,
but
I'm like,
saying, like,
know.
I've never thought to myself, man, this girl probably fucking hates me. Like, you know, like, while she blows
well, fucking
me.
That's the thing, though. It doesn't have to be, like, fucking hates you. It really could just be, like, not that into you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure you've hooked up with a girl who was
this gross animal I'm blowing. I'm always like, man. She must feel so happy.
She got the pleasure of doing this.
You're welcome this blowjob that you get to give me. I don't know. I just think that's like an ego thing for a guy. Like I've never.
I'm sure every guy thinks that, but like, chances are, if you've gotten enough blowjobs, one of them has been from like a girl who was just like trying to like
get me
end it as soon
here.
As possible. That's also another thing. I think girls don't mind giving blowjobs, but a guy has to like come at in a reasonable amount of time.
Well, this is a two-way street.
I mean, I agree, but I'm just saying it's like...
Remember that hood conversation we had earlier? That suction, ladies.
It's fair. Like, you got to... Yeah, but direct then. It's just like, that's not something that you can be doing for like 15 minutes. That's like absurd. It's like fun and like hot in the beginning. And then after a while, it's like, all right, like let's finish this.
I think that's like the luxury of the blowjob for women is that you know the ending. Mm-hmm. For men, when we go down on you, I have no idea. I've known when girls, I have very specific memories of girls like, you know, climaxing when I've gone down on them. But I've also had very specific memories of like, I don't think this is ever going to happen. I'll be here for 3 weeks.
Right. Well, I'm saying I think it's on the part of both people to be like, if it's not happening after a certain amount of time, like, let's switch it up. Because like no one wants to be doing that for that long of a time. It feels like much longer than it is.
We should do a you up 7 minute rule.
That's great. Seven minutes
seems like more than enough. And then at that point, like,
you can't get the job done in 7 minutes.
Let's start fucking.
Yeah. Let's switch it up.
7 minutes at least is enough time where like, you could do 7 minutes of that, and there could be like 5 minutes of sex, and it's like, we've had a night.
Yeah.
Like, we both, I think like a lot of guys, you know, we'll go down on girls, and I'll say this, is to just keep up their timers. You know, like to elongate the sexual experience. Yeah, so because
can I tell you something about that?
Sure.
Like, I think guys think girls are like hyper aware of the time. We're not hyper aware of the time unless it's like extremely short or extremely long, and both are terrible. There's extremely long. I think guys are like, oh, I lasted forever. Girls at a certain point when having sex are kind of like, all right, like
if I get to 2 minutes,
it's time to wrap this up.
I'm like, we are now in the fucking cream zone. We are, everything's golden.
Disgusting.
If I get to 2 minutes, I'm like, okay. From here on, now
you,
I come when
I
want to
come. How do
you
even know what 2 minutes is? Do you have like a,
in my
in
mind,
your head,
I just,
what you think is 2 minutes?
Whatever, right? I think is, if I get over 30 seconds, I'm like, okay, I'm past the point of embarrassment.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's like a point of embarrassment, and then there's like too long, and then anything in between is fine.
This is, I have in my head, when I'm fucking 30 seconds, I'm like, okay, get past being on top to like putting her on top. So I need 30 seconds. I'm being very honest right now, okay? I get past that 30 seconds, I'm like, okay, you did it. You've not embarrassed yourself. Now I get to 2 minutes, and I'm like, okay,
this could
come at your will.
Right.
You know, now there's nothing I can do. You know, now we've done it.
After 30 seconds?
After 30 seconds, I feel like, okay, I won't be embarrassed. After 2 minutes,
you're like,
I'm
anything
a champ.
Goes. Right, yeah.
So
I don't know.
I've done
the
job.
I'm not really hyper aware of the time, but I know for every girl that's talked about an embarrassing situation where a guy has come too quickly, there's also a girl who has been like, it's just like, it needed it to end. It was just like,
Well, I've come even before getting it in. I mean, I've had that issue.
That's too soon.
I mean, it was too soon for me, too.
That's too soon.
The other thing about what girl, like what a lot of guys aren't really open about is like, sex is kind of like being like a baseball pitcher. You know, like you have good outings and you have bad outings. Like, yeah. For every time I've had like greats where I've like been like, Jared, you're a fucking animal.
You say to yourself.
I say it to myself in the mirror after every time. But for every time I've done that, I've also looked down and been like, Jared, you shouldn't have a penis anymore. You should stop. You should retire from sex. This is an embarrassment. So like, I think like what everyone should know is that like, you know, it happens to everybody, is like the cliche, whatever. Oh, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And it's like, we do worry about it. But at the same time, like the first sexual, like it's just one of those things where I've been in those situations. One time I was hooking with a girl and I was like, I'm going to come so quickly, I need to go to the bathroom. And I told her I went into the bathroom and acted like I took a shit just so I didn't have to admit to coming early.
The lengths people go. Girls are pretty understanding.
Thank you for laughing at that. Of that. That was a very personal story.
I'm sorry.
So then I came back out and I got it back up so I could go have sex again. I finished in the bathroom and I said, oh, sorry, my stomach hurt.
Okay. That's a good excuse.
And then
you could just tell the
like
truth,
an hour
though.
Later.
Girls are pretty understanding of that, especially if it's not like an every time thing.
It's not an every time thing, but then like that's the problem is like if it happens the first time, to them it's an every time thing.
Right.
As a guy, it's like, oh shit, now I'm come quick, dude. there's girls walking around New York City being like, Jared Freed, that guy comes in 3 seconds. And then there's other girls walking around New York City being like, that guy is a horse. So it's like, you know, like
everything is situational. People attribute like, you know, way too many more things.
We got an email about this. Yeah, we should get into it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Do you want me to read
it? Yeah, why don't you read the email?
Okay. Jared and Jordana, I'm loving you up. I've been single for a little over a year after 11 years being married. Wow. See, anyone can be listening to this. And I think this is the modern dating discussion. We're just trying to get through what's going on in this crazy mixed up world we live in.
Yeah.
And modern I don't really have anyone close to me that has kind of experience or perspective on modern dating that your podcast has, for all the reasons you mentioned, plus all my friends and family are in serious relationships or so far removed from the situation that they don't have to offer in terms of advice. That's why we're here, baby. So I have been devouring the episodes and wish it was daily thing, because honestly, I need help. My question is, how much leeway do you give guys who can't get it up, keep it up, and how do you know if it's you and not them? I'm 32. My ex-husband was also in his 30s, but frequently had problems getting it up and or keeping it up. At least 70% of the time, a variety of medical and psychological stuff contributed to this, but never took steps to make it better. I've been with a handful of guys since, and most of them have had varying levels of trouble getting it up or keeping it up. None of these guys are, she puts in quotes, old. They're all mid to late 30s in great shape. I honestly can't tell what the problem is, and I'm worried it's me. Every time it happens, the guy insists it's not me and that they are totally into me. That they also and she puts in parentheses every single time, insists that this never happens to them, and they seem genuinely stumped as to why it's happening. I think I kind of just, we just kind of like grazed that subject. I have a hard time believing it's age related, but seriously, what gives? I'm starting to think it's me. I've tried to have honest conversations with these guys to ask if I'm doing anything to cause this, and each has sworn I'm not. Usually things kind of fizzle out with these guys shortly after, so it's not like I can say accurately that it's just nerves and they got over it after being together a bit longer. Is this just way more common now? The guy I'm seeing now has had this problem 2 out of 5 times, which in my opinion is still too much. She should lay off. the times where it hasn't happened have been fantastic, but I kind of feel like a ticking time bomb. Like I'm worried that it could happen anytime. Please help, because I'm getting frustrated and starting to feel self-conscious.
Okay.
Well, Jordana, have you experienced this?
I mean, I've never dated anyone in their really mid to late 30s.
But you've dated guys.
I've dated guys who have come too quickly, not like frequently, honestly.
Did not get hard?
I don't know, like maybe like from time to time, and not enough to make it like that I really have had like a ton of experience with it. I've definitely had it like on occasion, but not like frequently enough to say like, you know, what the cause is, or what I think you'd probably have better idea about, like, well, what causes that, or what's the
I think we're,
issue
like,
in that. Usually it's if it happens once, again, like if it happens once, maybe twice, you'll kind of just be like, all right, like whatever.
Sure.
If it's a frequent thing that's happening here, I'm not really sure.
2 out of 5 sounds pretty good to me. I don't know. I think the discussion that we just had about blowjobs and like, mm-hmm. and then me, you know, saying that I was taking a shit when I was really coming in the toilet so I could go again.
it's funny that was like the lesser of the two embarrassing things.
That's why, yeah that's why, that's why I went with it. I will say this. It's very rarely the woman that's the issue.
Right. Like, what would it even have been if it was the woman that she's here's not attractive enough, or you see something that's a turn off?
Is just, you know, sometimes you ever dance with someone that you just can't dance with?
Yeah.
That's kind of sometimes
not even a personal
thing. It's
just
not the good match. Like I've had amazing sexual experiences with certain girls, and then other ones where I'm like, man, I should retire from the sex game. Like, and it's just sometimes the match is like, sometimes two people just go together. And
right.
You know, that's a weird way to answer this. I will say this, okay? And she's like, what's different now versus then? She was in an 11-year relationship. And this is kind of something to all the women out there. We are masturbating a lot. Okay? The amount of porn out there that is readily available.
Have you ever not been able to get it up for your porn?
Never not for my porn, but for my porn, it's, you know, it's a personal thing.
Right.
I'm sitting there, I got the candle lit, I got my satin robe on. You know, thing, you know, it's there's no pressure to it. It's not like get it up right now.
Right.
You know, but the reason you don't have an issue getting up for porn is because you'll wake up, you'll be like, oh, I got this boner.
Mm.
It's just sitting there. Might as well beat it and get it out of me. And then you're like, then you'll come and you'll be like, ugh, that was a bad mistake. I gotta go back to sleep now. Or you know, I can't even get up for my day. But I have noticed that like since, like, you know, now if I masturbate like on a Saturday, that night I am not as ready to go.
So it might take you a while.
So if I wait 2 days to masturbate, I am a foaming beast, like
right.
with backup. But if I get it out of me, I all of a sudden like I'm like, ah, I'll go eat tonight.
So,
you know, so I think
right. There's not as much of a thirst.
I think
it's like that something about Mary.
Yeah,
episode or not episode movie.
Getting it out right, before you go out.
Right.
And I'm saying to this woman, these guys are probably, if they're single guys and they're not having frequent sex, they're probably watching some porn and beating off, and that can make you less you have less, you know, ammo in the gun.
Right. So what do you suggest for her? Maybe they didn't think she was gonna have sex with them.
Yeah. I think I suggest to her that, you know, if you stick around for a couple of these guys, they'll get off their schedule a little
right.
bit. And for the guys out there, listen, on my podcast I used to talk about a beat off schedule. Where we're like,
you have it on your iCal?
I have on my iCal Monday, Tuesday, nothing Wednesday, nothing Thursday. No. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing Thursday, nothing Friday, nothing Saturday, 3 times Sunday.
So if you need Jared on any of those days, you know where he'll be.
You know where I'll be.
Yeah.
You'd pull the hat trick on Sundays. So I do think like that's the one thing that I know as a guy like that I didn't see coming.
Right.
Both figuratively and literally. But I think that's like the one answer that I could ever give to this, because I notice it in myself where I'm like, wait a minute, why am I not as like, why did I go, like, why is this where I'm used to a 10 boner, this is a 7 boner.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the reason is, and it's the,
and then I look back, I'm like, oh, I, you know, I beat it earlier today, right. And now I'm sitting here with half a loaded gun.
Right. And then in terms of what she's saying, like, how much should you be putting up with, I in my opinion as a girl, it's like, it's really about the guy's attitude more than like what's actually happening.
Yeah, if he walks away and he's like, ah, fuck this shit, yeah. And it's like, get away from that dude.
Exactly. Like, if you're with a guy who's like, yeah, like, maybe this happens occasionally, and like, he's willing to like work on it, and especially if he's willing to like do other things sexually to get you off, like, if sure. even if he can't, that's like, it's really all about the attitude. I think, well, girls,
she said that about her ex-husband, about like the psychological thing that he wouldn't
right,
deal
he
with.
Wouldn't like, deal with it. Yeah. That's like a very big issue. It's okay. I mean, it's okay to have any real issue as long as you're willing to like work on it and not be so embarrassed by it that you can't like admit that and really just like work on yourself. Cause that's also kind of a selfish thing, cause it affects someone else. So if you're with a guy and maybe he like can't get it up every single time, but he's like during those times still trying to get you off, I think that's fine.
I think also the idea of her taking it personally, like, I know I've said a bunch about on this show, especially about like, guys will fuck a lot of women, we don't really care, we don't have to be, you know, but if a guy is in the bedroom with you, he wants to be there,
right?
You know, so to say like it's you, what you is not a thing.
He already knows like what you look like.
Yeah. He's already done it to your right. Instagram.
Yeah.
So like, this is, I don't think it's a you thing. I think the only thing you can do as like a partner is like ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and be with a guy who's willing to like be open about them and totally. Not be like embarrassed and like shutting down, because I think that's really like, that's the difference between staying and working on it with a guy or being like, all right, that was like a bust. Let's get out of there.
Totally. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
UUP
at
Betches.com. Let's do another email.
Let's do it. Let me find it. Sorry. Okay. Second email. This one's from a male listener. I get really happy when answer questions from guys too.
Yeah.
So if you're a guy looking for advice, please email us at UUP@betches.com.
Get it in.
We're here to offer the female and male perspective about. And
let me take
all
a half
questions.
A second to say, if you're on the podcast listening right now, go on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. I'll sing it all day, baby.
Yeah.
Rate, review. Subscribe.
Get That's, into it.
Give that Hanukkah gift to Jordana and I.
Let's hit it. It's like one of the last days of Hanukkah. You guys better get on it. Dear J Train, Feather and Betches, I'm a 23-year-old graduate and I've never been in a relationship before. I was 18 when I had my first kiss and 22 when I lost my virginity. Between those two events, I had a couple drunk makeout sessions, but nothing else. The closest I've come to a relationship was with the girl I lost my virginity to. We talked for a couple weeks, but it ended abruptly when graduation came around. Since graduating, I decided I want to get experience meeting and dating girls. This has been hard because I'm scared my lack of dating and sexual experience will be a red flag for girls, since most girls my age are probably way more experienced than myself. For example, the girl I lost my virginity to was quote-unquote very surprised. I'd never had sex or been in a relationship before, and it made me extremely nervous when it came to sex and trying to turn it into a real relationship instead of a label-less thing. This fear grows as I get older. I've tried apps, but matches are few and far between, and I've never met any of them in real life. I'm relaxed and funny around people I know. I'm also athletic and consider myself a decent-looking guy. Self-proclaimed 6'8"
So this is a rating system that we've created, or that I took from friends of mine on the pod. So we do it on my podcast. And girls or guys can use it.
We can use it for guys too, guys.
Yeah,
girls.
Well, this is a guy rating himself a face, body, personality.
Yeah.
6'8"
Face, okay? Body, personality.
That's the most truthful guy one I've ever heard a guy give himself, because guys will always give themselves like a 10 personality because they know women are into personalities. So this is pretty truthful.
I love this too, because I've now taken it from Jared and I use it with my friends all the time, and we do it to guys too. So
area code method.
This isn't a sexist thing.
No,
definitely use it. Girls, use it on when you ask a girl how her date went. Face, body, personality.
And I think it's actually the most progressive rating system, if I do say so myself.
Agreed. It takes your personality into account.
What douche is like, oh, I like the joke she made. Go, you know.
Exactly. And it forces girls to also, like, you know, say how attractive they think a guy is.
Area code method.
But around new girls, I'm incredibly awkward and borderline creepy. I like a self-aware email.
Yeah, it is. This is really self-aware.
Yeah, I feel like I missed the prime learn how to approach girls time in college, and that the girls who have graduated want someone who knows what they're doing and not some guy with the relationship skills of a high school sophomore. Any advice on how to find and approach girls and get over the fear they'll turn me down once they realize I don't know what I'm doing, both in a relationship or in the bedroom? Thanks.
I love this email because of the honesty.
Same. It's refreshing.
There's a lot here. Here's my first question.
Yeah.
Would you fuck this guy?
A guy who's had sex once?
No. After reading this email.
The only reason I wouldn't was because I think that, like, the confidence seems like a little low. That's really, like, the thing. So I think I would. And not have someone having had sex like one time wouldn't really bother me. I know girls who have dated guys who they're the first person they've had sex with, and there was in their like mid to late 20s.
Yeah,
I don't think that really bothers girls, especially if they've had sex before. You're not like the virgin thing is a little harder to get over than the one time thing. And I also don't think it's anyone's business until you're like more established how many people you've had sex with,
but you,
even then, not really.
Totally. And what you said is so like helpful to guys, because really you said the confidence of this email, you would never want to fuck.
Yeah. Because I think that's really the main problem. It's like, he's going into it. He's got like, it's making the idea that he thinks that there's something missing is what's really the thing that's missing.
Yeah.
It's like if he had the same experience as everything that he's describing now and just didn't think it was a big deal, no one else would. Everything's only really as big of a deal as you like hype it up to be in your head.
Totally. And that's why I'm going to add on to your advice is he needs to be a little more confident.
Exactly. And when he's talking about like the girl he lost his virginity to saying it was very surprising, like I think he's thinking of that as like a negative thing, and he's thinking of that as like a super judgmental thing, when really it could just be like we take, it's so funny, we take things that people say to us like so personally, we interpret them to mean like what we think the worst thing that you think it could mean, when really it was probably just like, oh, you like are like a cool, normal, fun, good looking guy.
Totally.
And like that's what's surprising about the fact that you
haven't
had sex yet. Right.
You're
taking it to mean like, oh, like she thinks I'm a freak and it's so surprising and shocking. Like that's not really the case. And like really it's all about your attitude.
She fucked you. This girl that he fucked, the one girl, she would have sex with you because she thought you were a confident guy. And when she heard that you didn't have sex more than once, that's because she was shocked, because how could a confident guy like you not have had multiple partners? So that exactly. Like, let's look at the glass half full. This guy, what he needs is reps, and he needs to stop worrying about sex. he needs interpersonal reps. And what he's right now, what he's doing, he's like, he even said, there's a sentence here where he writes, I've tried apps, but matches are few and far between. I've never met any of them in real life. I'm relaxed and funny around people I know. I'm also athletic. I feel like I missed the prime how to learn to approach girls' time in college, and that girls who have graduated want someone who knows what they're doing, not some guy with the relationship skills of a high school sophomore. That's the thing. He's mixing up relationship skills with sex skills.
Right. It's not the same thing.
So both of those are in his head. He needs to show, he needs to go in, first of all, concentrate on work because he's a post grad. So go to, girls like drive and commitment to what you're doing.
Girls also like when you don't, we can feel the fear.
Yes.
So just like when you say you come off creepy, it's because you think you come off creepy.
This guy needs to go on dates that he's been set up with by friends.
Yeah.
Not the apps. The apps aren't for him.
Maybe it's they will quick. Be once you get a little more.
Yeah, he needs a little more reps. So right. He needs to go meet people, but you need to go on like dates and nail the date.
Right.
Let's not worry about penis, vagina, and all that other shit.
Right, as they said in 40-Year-Old Virgin, you're putting the pussy on the pedestal.
Pussy on the pedestal. So go, forget about the pussy. You go on dates like you are a sexless just being sent here to nail dates and gain confidence off of that, off of having a good time with that person. And I think that for him, a lot of people are like, well, I haven't had sex, so I gotta be good at sex. And it's like, what about being good at like, you're going to be good at sex with someone that you have a good back and forth with.
Right. That more you feel confident with.
Confident with. And so this guy's got to find some confidence. I don't know where you find it from your work, and you find it from going out with girls that you've been like put together with that someone's like, yeah, and just have a good time.
Right. And I have to say, I think the older girls get, the more they're like, oh, I don't want to be with a guy who's like fucked a million girls. Like I actually prefer a guy who like knows how to have a conversation, because maybe he like, you know, it's like that guys talk about that ugly duckling syndrome for girls, but like it's kind of like similar for guys, as long as it doesn't turn them into a prick. It's like the idea that he hasn't been like getting, he hasn't just been so easy for him to have sex his whole life. That's the only thing he like is.
He's on the precipice of blaming women for his problems.
Right. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's a scary, scary thing.
Go down the other road where you're like, oh, I'm going to be good at my job. I'm going to have something to talk about. I have interests. I'm going to meet people on an interpersonal level that when we get, and then when you get to the sexual part, you say to the person, hey, I'm having a great time with you. Just letting you know, I haven't been with a lot of girls.
Right.
And I think just saying it that way, not saying I'm bad at sex or I don't know what I'm doing. Just say I haven't been with a lot of girls.
Yeah. And a girl can take it from there. Yeah. What I would think if a guy said that, when a lot of the guys that I've been with guys who have not been with a lot of girls. And I think that that you feel like they're more selective.
Yes.
You can turn it into that. Like, and make it makes positive. You feel better because you're like, oh, this guy doesn't just have sex with anything that moves.
And just know that when you get to that point with like the reason we're saying like go on a lot of like dates and go get, you know, confidence from meeting new people is because once you get that out, like get to the point where the girl where it's like or a guy where you're like, OK, we have a great back and forth. And you say to them also haven't been with a lot of girls, haven't been with a lot of guys. You're like, you're just saying I'm being a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, and oh, you know, I'm a people confident are into person, that. Yeah. But this is something that, you know, I'm going to be confident about, but I'm going to own that I know nothing.
Right. But in a confident way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well,
Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's play a game.
Let's play some games. So we're switching up the red flag or deal breaker, and we're starting a new series called Would You Have a Second Date? So because we do a lot of the red flag or deal breaker things, and like sometimes the idea is like, oh, like if I were dating them for a while and then I found this out, like I'd be okay with it because I already knew them. So the second date is really a thing where you can say like, I find this out right away. I don't really know the person that well. Am I moving forward?
Basically the premise is I had a great first date, but.
But they did this. Is there a second date?
Would you go on the second date in spite of this one thing?
Right.
So I had a great first date, but he or she texted throughout the date. Are you going on the second date?
That's a tough one because like, if someone's texting throughout the whole date, but you had a really good conversation with them, although it seems like it would be kind of tough to do that if they were texting throughout the whole date, I'd probably call them out on it and see if they had like somewhat of a legitimate reason to be doing
it. If they
that.
Were just like, yeah, I'm texting my mom.
My mom's sick. Whatever. Yeah.
But then they keep laughing at their phone.
Right. That would be annoying. I don't know. I think like it would, if it was like an amazing date, I might still go on a second date. And if they were doing that on the second date, it'd be done. But if there was like an average date, I think that'd be done.
I think it's done.
Regardless.
If a girl's looking down at her phone every 5 minutes, then I can't be nailing it. I'm she must not like me that much.
Right.
I generally, everyone should go to the bathroom once a date. We should give a rule. If you're on a date, go to the bathroom once.
Check your text.
That gives you one flight around the horn of email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, text.
Have you ever checked a dating app while you're on the bathroom
date that you were on? Absolutely. Just because of like muscle memory. Yeah. Have you?
I think I have. Yeah.
I've been waiting for a date to happen while swiping on the app. As crazy as that sounds.
That's I mean, it's the world we live in, right?
I mean, yeah, that's why I took push notifications off my phone.
That's a very good. Yeah, you can't have dating push notifications.
You can. That's it. If you're sitting there with push notifications awkward. On your dating apps, you're an idiot. Because I've been in bed with girls and then gotten up to go to the bathroom, and then like the phone will light up with just like all dating apps.
That's tough as a girl to see that.
I've seen it.
It's okay.
I'm always not offended. I'm like, right, I get it.
But you're a guy. I think as a girl, it's like, I mean, sure, like it's not like wrong for them to be on it, but you don't want to know. And we'll touch on that and other things later. But yeah, there's nothing worse than like, because as a girl, we like see you, we build up our whole life with you. We're thinking about work, sending our kids to school. We think about our first name with yours. And like, that's crazy. And we know that. But when we see you that you're on other dating apps, it's like, you're just crushing my like it's like emotional. You're crushing our emotional masturbation.
Yeah, of, like, I hear you. The together. Story is gone.
Right.
Okay, you have the best first date, but the person refers to their mother as a saint.
I went on a date with a guy who did that. That's really where that one comes from. He was talking to his parents, and he said, my mother's just amazing. She's a saint.
Like, no, like, maybe she sucks? Like, no. There was no, like...
He said, quote, unquote, and I remember this because I, like, asked a ton of people about that after if that would be, like, a deal breaker. He called her a saint. And like, obviously, like on some level, it's nice. The guy likes his mom, right?
You have to like your parents as if they're a good friend that you know has faults.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's like, why the saint delegation is a little scary for me.
Yeah.
I've dated guys
who were Jewish?
Yes, he was Jewish. I've dated guys who were very into their moms. And I think it gets weird.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Especially when you're going into it and they're saying she has no flaws, like right off the bat. It's like, you can say nice things about her, but let's keep it real. She's a housewife from New Jersey. Like, let's.
Yeah. she didn't feed sick children in India.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if a girl said her mom was a saint, girls, they don't do that type of thing. They'll do the thing where they'll go, my mom,
You can use dad too. Either one.
I don't think dad would really do that. Yeah. Because they know the whole daddy thing.
Right.
Is a little weird to guys. What girls will do is sometimes you can tell when they hate their parents. Girls can't hide that well.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, here we go. Like, we got big issues here. Like, I would be more worried of a girl being like, ugh, I can't fucking stand those people.
You prefer her to call her mom a saint than being like...
Than being like, I hate my mom. Yeah. Because then, you know what that means to me? That's me having to spend more time with this girl in the future. So, like,
oh, because she doesn't
mom is like break time. If you're in a relationship, oh, I'm going out with my mom for the day. Good.
Or if she doesn't have any friends, what is your mom or best friend?
Mom best friend is a little weird too, because then it's like, now you know, like she's hearing about us fucking.
See, I have I have a tricky relationship with my mother.
Yeah.
But I like to when if I'm asked about her, I like to I don't obviously tell all the ins and outs and details of that, but I before, you know, I like to sort of preface it with yeah, we've got some shit going on. We're not I'm not trying to bullshit anyone.
No,
but I'm not trying to tell them my whole life story. I think
an understanding of we got some shit.
Yeah.
But everyone
she's
has
fine,
shit.
You know, she's funny, but she's a maniac.
This is what I said. Yeah. I'm always girls seem to like my mom, but my mom's out of her mind. And you know, but I think when you say your mom's a saint, that takes that basically is you saying no one, we're all 10% away from each other. Everyone's, you know, when it's when someone comes up to you, it's people come up to me, they're like, if you were in this family, you'd have a lot of material. And I'm like, you're just like every other fucking family. Right. We're all fucked up. We're all stupid. We're all funny. We all think our family's funny because we know each other on a level where you know the background. And it's to say your mom's a saint and then have no
self-awareness,
someone out there hates your mom.
Yeah.
Tell
us about that person.
Yeah, I want to hear about the person who hates your mom.
Exactly. To me, there's nothing more boring than coming from a super happy family. I get that those are the best people to date. If you come from a stable, healthy family, that's amazing. You're the best person to date because you're going to have a healthy view of relationships. But at the same time, it's just boring as shit. Give me a suicidal grandma.
Throw
that in there or something.
Suicidal grandma.
I need some sort of family dysfunction just to make things interesting. I don't want to hear about
what else are you going to talk about?
Exactly.
But the same thing, I'm probably not going on the second date now that you mention it.
If the same thing?
Yeah.
Good. It wasn't just me. I'm glad.
I think I have friends
who were what do you mean? That's amazing.
But it's the lack of self-awareness. That's the thing. Let's do one more.
Last one. Let's do the person perfect in every way, but they won't drink alcohol.
Perfect in every way, won't drink.
Are you gonna drink if they're not drinking?
I'm going to be hammered.
You're going to be more drunk.
I'm going to be more drunk because I have to drink the whole bottle of wine.
Yeah. The one bottle of wine. You can find that on our previous episodes.
I am going on a second date.
You are?
Yeah, because if they're not drinking, it goes perfectly.
Right, that means you actually liked each other.
That means we liked each other. Also, that means they probably have demons in their past. They're probably not drinking for a very specific reason.
Right. And that also makes them more interesting.
Yeah, that makes them more interesting.
What
exactly.
If they're just Mormon?
I wouldn't be there in the first place, but I think that if we got along perfectly, that means that they're not drinking because they're not looking to not drink that night.
Right.
They're not drinking because they're like, I used to get fucked up all the time. I need to get out of that game. And fair. I'm like, okay, cool. Because then we wouldn't get along on that level.
That's true. I feel like you don't if you have a good coffee date. You know that that's an actually good date because you're not being there's no mental issues with you're being kind of drunk and thinking someone was better than they were.
Also, the money's been taken out of it.
That too.
You know, where it's when I go on a coffee date, this is a $7 date. And
you go on a lot of coffee dates?
I've gone on a lot of coffee dates, but not because of the money. But I do notice that because that's taken out, it's we're not on. We can leave anytime.
There's no pressure.
No pressure, all that stuff. But
no, it's nice. All right, this was a great episode.
Very
exciting. If I do say so myself.
Pat yourself on the back, Jordana.
Thanks. You did a great job, too.
Thank you.
Email us at UUP@Betches.com. That's UUP@Betches.com. Please ask us questions. Give us feedback. We're always taking it into account.
Yeah, I like hearing back from the listeners. And all of you, listen, go rate and subscribe on iTunes. And also tell a friend. Tell one friend. UUP at Betches.com. You can send in whatever you like about dating and relationships. And we're here every Thursday. Every Thursday. So make it a part of your schedule. Way to work, at the gym.
Check it out.
Sunday weirds.
Tell your friends.
Boom.
Betches.